Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, Stephen Renner, Chief Banking Officer at US Exim, talks to TXF about the US ECA's response to COVID-19 as it hits the ground running following full reauthorization. How is US Exim filling the gaps left by the private capital market in both guarantees, working capital support, and supply chain finance? What about cooperation with other ECAs when the hard work of recovery really starts? On our essentials news front in the project and export space, his SPATS, Canarias, has reached financial close on €129 million buyer's credit for its new Amazonas 6 telecommunications satellite. And Inter-American Development Bank has launched its 2019 sustainability report. Over in the commodity finance industry, Russian steel and coal producer Mekal has sold its stake in Elga coal mine to a local businessman to reduce debt. State-run Qatar Petroleum has entered into a deal potentially worth more than $3 billion to reverse LNG ship construction capacity in China as part of an ongoing North Field expansion project. ABN AMRO is the latest lender to make a claim against Singapore oil trading giant Hin Leong Trading, which filed for protection from creditors amid a plunge in oil prices. And the European Energy Exchange has welcomed global independent solar power producer Sonadix as a new trading participant on the exchange. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Danish government is launching a sovereign guarantee fund of $4.4 billion equivalent to ensure that the companies have access to ensuring their transactions with credit periods of up to 180 days during the coronavirus pandemic. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.